Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. So I hear you. I see what my patients are doing. I've seen about 100 patients since the start of the month. It has been a very, very busy cold and flu season. So far, thus far, and we're in December, first week of December, and there is this trend that I'm seeing, that I think a lot of countries are seeing, where people are actually trying to get Omicron. They want to get the Omicron variant. And many of you have asked, Dahlia, shouldn't I just get Omicron? Won't that give me the natural immunity? And so, look, I like looking at both sides, so let's kind of talk this one through. So the Omicron variant, which is something that I've kind of predicted, I can't say it's with any scientific sounding, but with my knowledge of immunology and viruses, I really do believe that COVID is going to weaken, not because of what you or I do, or because of us necessarily reaching herd immunity, because it looks like the herd immunity is kind of an evolving process. It's there's going to be a virus that outcompetes. It's going to compete with it, but it has to be a less deadly virus. So for COVID to eventually, quote unquote, go away, which it won't, or just go the fate of a common cold, what has to happen is when a Delta variant or a bad variant comes into play, if they don't have any room on the ACE inhibitor, or I'm sorry, not the ACE inhibitor, but the ACE2 receptor, because some other virus has beaten it to the punch, that virus can't latch. And we want to hope that the milder virus has beaten the more mean virus to the punch. Now, one theory that has been out there, the reason why COVID kind of got so bad is because people didn't, you know, get exposed to colds. We didn't have a vibrant flu season. So there really wasn't a lot of competition to COVID. So it was unchecked. So for those of you wondering why there's this frenzy by people to actually run out and get Omicron, it's because many feel that that might hold true, where a weaker virus, allegedly weaker virus, might compete. Now, I'm still of the thinking that, all right, you know, makes a lot of sense. I hear you. And I'm thinking that might be the way that things eventually go. But, and a big but, we still don't know what's going on with Omicron. Even though we're being told that it hasn't killed anybody yet, we're being told also that it is probably a more mild, a much milder virus. We are hearing on the same flip side, we are hearing that thousands of people are entering the hospital. Thousands of people are getting hospitalized. And so if that's the case, and this is in other countries, then, okay, what's the story? The other thing that also is why I'm telling you guys to just kind of, you know, slow your roll for just a second, is because there's a lot of other, shall we say, there's a lot of secondary gain by people out there for saying one thing or another when it comes to the virus. You know, Beijing has their Olympics coming up in 8 weeks. Beijing is not going to want to say that their city is an absolute is an absolute cesspool of COVID. So I don't know how much transparency we're going to get with actual cases. Look at what's happening now with South Africa. Once word got out that there was an Omicron variant in South Africa that was much more infected, infectious. Everybody kind of lost their poop. They started to do travel bans, and South Africa goes, wait a second, so you're punishing us for saying something? What do you think another country is going to do? Another country is going to say, let's wait till the Netherlands or Italy finds it first. Let them get the credit so we don't get the travel ban. So we need to be very, very careful with some of the stuff we're being dished online, because we don't know if they're trying to calm down all the travel bans and all the knee-jerk reflexes, and we might be given some wrong information. And so as far as I'm concerned, don't ever try to get a virus. I don't think you should mandate injections. I don't think you should lock down and hide. From Ebola, I would hide. If you're very, very high risk, I would avoid COVID like the plague. But in terms of having natural immunity, you know, that really might be the answer later, to get natural immunity to this on top of our vaccines. And studies have shown, because what's the science have shown? Science shows that the double whammy of vaccines and natural immunity seem to give us the strongest protection, which makes a lot of sense. There's no way we in a lab can replicate science. And our COVID vaccines are great against some COVID variants, but not against all of them, because, again, nature always outsmarts man. So for those of you going, where can I get Omicron, Dahlia? Where in Vegas? Where in? As states are starting to say we have cases, I'm telling you right now, Omicron's out there, okay? Don't purposely kiss somebody. Don't be swapping COVID lollipops. Don't be doing that, because you might be that one unlucky person where it ends up being bad. And again, we're going to have some very mixed messaging, because we're coming into our deadliest cough, cold, flu season. So it's always a mess in the hospitals December, January of every single year, whether it's COVID, whether it's flu, whether it's pneumonia. So getting a COVID variant that you think is mild in the dead of winter is not strategic, because if you do need a hospital bed, there's a good chance there isn't one. So even though I can understand the science that maybe Omicron might be one of those examples of how we end up displacing a nasty COVID, that by no means should insinuate that you guys should actively try to get it. All right. Hopefully we all get some natural immunity, because we all go shopping and, you know, we hang out and we date and whatever, we kiss people. But like I said, don't do anything purposefully yet, because we just can't trust what's going on right now. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now, because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, big thank you to all of those who have served as we remember the 80th anniversary and the marking of Pearl Harbor. We're going to be talking about that and frightening that that could happen. It's been 80 years. If you've never been to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, you have to. It just is so solemn. Say a prayer. Still see the oil come from the Arizona, from the ships that were sunk. See the oil come up to the water. It's a sight to see, and it blows my mind that, you know, we had humans that would do that to other humans. And it blew my mind back, you know, when I grew up because I didn't think humans could be that evil. And then here we are today, seeing humans turn each other in, discriminate, kick people out of restaurants, you know, turn people in, fire them, you know, for not having a vaccine. So sadly, it reminds us that human behavior can very easily repeat itself. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So speaking of human behavior, my husband has gotten a lot of support from his friends, right, prior to my hysterectomy, saying, okay, man, you know what? You're going to be in for a wild ride. She is going to be rough. She is going to... Now, you know, my husband's like, I'm married to Dahlia. How much harder could being married to Dahlia be? I have to listen to her jokes. I have to listen to her singing. I have to listen to her talk to the cats. She has multiple accents. You know, how much worse could it be? And all his friends whose wives had gone through, you know, hysterectomies, said the wives turned into major bitches. Just, you know, be prepared. So I'm on post-op day 12. All right? I'm going to be almost 2 weeks out. I feel great. I feel great. And I'm a little nervous, and I'm asking you guys for your take on how it went when your spouse or partner got a hysterectomy, because I just feel too good and I don't understand why. And I haven't taken any pain medicines. They had to give me pain medications when I was there. I was in the hospital, but I went home that night. I've been on the stool softeners, trust me. Having that first bowel movement, right, a week later is like the scariest thing. Man, I mean, I recruited Jesus to help me. It was so bad. But for the most part, I'm not grumpy. I'm just in a good mood. And maybe it's because I'm in a good mood, because I expected it to hurt. I expected to be doubled over. Everybody told me, oh my gosh, you're going to be doubled over. You can't sit. You can't drive. You can't, you know. And so then I worried, well, okay, so I'm able to drive. I'm able to run around. I'm ready to go to the club. I want to go dancing this weekend. I am just ready to, like, enjoy life. I was worried about what would happen from a sex standpoint, but my sex drive has been like through the roof. I can't do anything about it, and I'm going to see my doctor today, and I'm going to be like, okay, so when can I have sex? But I mean, I didn't lose my sex drive. I didn't lose any. I lost weight. The only thing I lost was weight. So let me ask you guys. I mean, if the hysterectomy is supposed to be bad, and I'm supposed to get very grumpy, when is that supposed to happen? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have had theories with my patients over the years on what might be happening. I don't know why I'm not experiencing it, but one such thing is the gravity of the situation of you not being able to have babies. Now, me, because I was already perimenopausal, I didn't really have to go through that loss. But if somebody had a hysterectomy in their 30s, they might not have been emotionally ready. See, I already for years was like, okay, I'm not having another kid. But I got to tell you, there was for a brief second going, really, did I make a mistake not having more kids? You know, I wanted to, but I just didn't think they would come out healthy, because we had some real, real rough pregnancies with my first two that I was like, I'm not going to risk it. You know, doctors who give birth always seem to have issues because we're workaholics. So I just, you know, when my baby stopped growing at 7 months in the womb, and then at 8 months, no change, and we had to, you know, thank God he wasn't technically premature, but we had to basically induce him. I'm like, what's going to happen with the third kid? So we just didn't risk it. But if somebody did have a hysterectomy sooner than they would have been mentally prepared for, yeah, I could see that. They might feel a loss. They might feel like they're aging. You know, not having a uterus and ovaries, I'm like, no periods. I'm like, I love it. I could move around. I'm just having a real good time. But for somebody else, that is a body part. You lose a body part that you won't get back. It's pretty emotional. That's why for those who are undergoing gender transitioning, we really caution them to have enough adequate therapy beforehand, before you even consider losing your breasts, losing your penis, because sometimes you just can't emotionally get that back. Then the hormones. Okay, so people whose hormones are off, okay, may get a little bitchy. But the one thing I notice with me and my husband is it's the opposite. Okay, he does things that I think would tick off anybody. You know, the dishes are left, you know, cat throws up, he walks right by it, things like that. But, you know, if I'm in a good mood, you know, my estrogen's good that day or my serotonin's good that day, I'm like, oh, okay, it's okay, I got this. If my levels might not be that overcompensating for something he does, I might let him have it. And so what my advice to any men who are going through their wives, going through a hysterectomy, is don't do stupid. Okay? You know, leaving soggy bread in the bottom of a, you know, a sink, not wiping off the toilet, that would tick off anybody. It's just when we're feeling good and we're not bloated and not worried about trying to potty, right, if we have to have a hysterectomy, right, or we're not worried about what our vaginas are going to be like with sex since a surgery, you know, if it's going to tick us off anyway, you know, maybe don't do it. You know, for me, because I always try to pick and choose my fights with Corey, you know, because otherwise I'd be yelling at him all the time. And I'm like, you know what, I'll let this one go, I'll let this one go, I'll let this one go. And then finally there's something where I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm not letting any of this go. You're going to hear about it, and you're going to hear about it now because I'm sick of it, which is my mistake. So for me and my husband, the problem is I let stuff go all the time that I seem easygoing. I'm like, all right, that's fine, that's fine. Lily, you're blowing me off with the text. You're not letting, you know, you're not answering me. You're not using the rewards so I could get gas rewards. You keep on forgetting to go to the grocery store and not, you see what I'm talking about? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? He goes to the flippin' store. Get this, he goes to the flippin' store. They ask for rewards. They say plug in your rewards number. He has to, not by default, he has to actively ignore putting in the rewards number, my phone number. He has to actually meditatively, right, premeditatively not do what I told him, completely ignore, skip over what I told him. I go to the gas station. I can't get my rewards. He just cost me money. I get ticked. But so what I think my husband's doing is I think my husband's smarter than he you know, tries to, portray. I think what he's doing is the reason why he has shared with me, which, by the way, is not a smart move. When your wife has a hysterectomy, don't tell them what your friends are saying, because then I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want all my, because they're my friends. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my buddies are going to think I'm a raving, oh, no. Okay. But I think he's doing that because he wants me to check myself. He wants me to make sure that I don't turn around and become a bitch. And he's probably wanting to make sure that I just don't get all emotional. And then here I was the day after surgery going, I'm going to work. See ya. Yeah, I'm going to cook. I'm going to do the dishes. So what I've done, and this always works in any relationship, okay, is the element of surprise. Always be unpredictable. The second somebody thinks you're predictable, right, then they get used to it. And then anything off, you know, off that thread starts to kind of be like, oh, yeah, you see? So my husband knows that it ticks me off if there's crap in the sink that shouldn't be, if the toilet doesn't get wiped off, if there's cat vomit and he walked by it 7 times without picking it up, okay? He already knows that ticks me off. So don't try to tie in my hysterectomy recovery with that, because that's not going to fly. But I am very kind of perplexed, just between you and me, don't tell him, why I'm not grumpy yet. It's like, when do I get grumpy? For those that do get grumpy, it could be a serotonin thing. So talk to your doctor about serotonin, because not only can you lose your estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, serotonin, but right now I'm loving it. I'm loving life. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is marking 80 years since a Pearl Harbor attack in Hawaii.
Next thing I knew, a line of bullets were going past me about 15 feet away. I looked up and I saw the red ball on the fuselage of this airplane. I thought, my God, that's a Japanese plane. That's not our plane.
Herbert Efring speaking there on Fox News. Every year on December 7th, visitors from all over the world gather in Hawaii to honor the service members who were killed, as well as Pearl Harbor survivors and veterans. Numerous sites are offline because of an outage among Amazon Web Services. The company saying the root cause has been identified and work is underway to get things back online. Many of Amazon's products were dealing with outage issues as a result of what happened. USA Radio News. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says the proposed $1.7 trillion Build Back Better bill needs a lot of changes. He expressed doubt that Democrats could pass the bill before Christmas. This as Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell also calls into question some of the bill's record keeping and accounting.
The entitlement programs will surely last forever, but for accounting purposes, Democrats are pretending the money stops after a decade. Many states will not be keen to be socialist guinea pigs.
Changes to improve teen safety on Instagram are rolling out this week. The changes come a day before its CEO is supposed to testify before Congress on how the app impacts the mental health of teens and children. New updates include a Take a Break feature that will ask users to stop using Instagram momentarily. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know if you've seen this picture that's been circulating online where there was a Chinese American woman on a beach. This was in 1943, I believe. And she had a flag up next to her, to show people that she was Chinese, as she was worried that people would, you know, incarcerate her or discriminate against her or, you know, attack her. Post World War II Pearl Harbor attack. And, you know, one day we're going to kind of talk about what kind of happened with the Korean, the Chinese American community that happened post World War II. Very, very interesting. And I bring it up because, you know, there's a lot of similarities with how people approach other people now with the as anti-vaxxers, and it's just, you know, when you look at the images of Pearl Harbor, the images of World War II, and you see black and white, you think, all right, black and white was a time in history that was before our time, and it would never happen again. And so we keep seeing certain behaviors, we keep seeing certain patterns that can very easily happen again. And so right now, I don't want to say we're on the brink of war with China or Russia, but this is definitely not quote-unquote peacetime by any means. And so just, you know, be very careful what you're getting from the news, because the news is very charged, and they have to sell advertising and they have to sell headlines. But if you do find some reputable news sources that just kind of talk about, all right, well, you know, this is a buildup, you know, along the Ukraine, this is what's going on, you know, with Belarus and Poland, and, you know, China wanting to have their fleet, you know, in the Eastern Seaboard, just slowly, you know, slowly just look at the signs, piece things together, be very careful where you get your sources from, but just realize that we could at any time be falling into our next war. And I really do believe we will see a World War III. It might not be to the degree as World War I or World War II, because of all the technology, but I just don't trust any of the world leaders right now. And people look at our president and this administration as a very weak one, and that really bothers me. So Pearl Harbor, exquisite naval base near Honolulu, Hawaii. It was a devastating scene from a surprise attack by Japanese forces 80 years ago today. Right before 8 a.m. on Sunday, hundreds of Japanese fighter planes descended on the base. They managed to destroy or damage nearly 20 American naval vessels, including 8 battleships and over 300 airplanes. More than 2,400 Americans died in the attack, as many of them were asleep on those vessels. It was a Sunday. Civilians as well died. Another 1,000 people were wounded. The day after the assault, President FDR asked Congress to declare war on Japan. So according to History.com, the attack on Pearl Harbor was a surprise, but Japan and the U.S., however, had been edging towards a war, they said, for decades. The United States was unhappy with Japan's increasingly belligerent attitudes towards China. The Japanese government believed that the only way to solve its economic and demographic problems was to expand into its neighbor's territory and take over its import market. To this end, Japan declared war on China in 1937, and then that resulted in massacres, atrocities, all sorts of stuff. American officials responded to this aggression with a bunch of sanctions and trade embargoes. They reasoned that without access to money and goods, and especially essential supplies like oil, Japan would have to rein in its expansionism. Instead, the sanctions made the Japanese more determined to stand their ground. During months of negotiations between Tokyo and Washington, neither side bulged. Would budge. Meanwhile, here we have the whole Nazi invasion of Europe and everything going on there. So Pearl Harbor is located, if you've never been, you need to, in Hawaii. It's almost smack in the center of the Pacific Ocean, 2,000 miles from U.S. mainland, 4,000 miles from Japan. Nobody would have even thought that Japan, well, actually people did predict it within the military, but according to all the movies, nobody listened to them. Like, I think Dan Aykroyd predicted it, right, in Pearl Harbor? Anyway, they said additionally American intelligence officials were confident that any Japanese attack wouldn't be on an esoteric island like Hawaii, but, you know, it would be nearby, you know, some of the other colonies in the South Pacific, maybe the Dutch East Indies, Singapore, or Indochina at the time. American military leaders were not expecting an attack so close to home. The naval facilities of Pearl Harbor were relatively undefended. Almost the entire Pacific Fleet was around Ford Island in the harbor. Hundreds of airplanes were squeezed onto adjacent airfields. So the USS Arizona, one of the most famous of the ships, was destroyed. The Japanese plan was to destroy the Pacific Fleet. So, if that was the case, then Americans would not be able to fight back as Japan's armed forces expanded across the South Pacific. In fact, they used people on, they were using people on the island for months preceding to talk about, ask about weather, ask about, you know, ships, ask about, and whether people helped them purposefully or in, or unexpectedly, they got intel from a whole variety of sources. And about 8 a.m., the planes filled the sky over Pearl Harbor. Bombs and bullets rained onto the vessels. At 8:10, an 1,800-pound bomb smashed through the deck of the battleship USS Arizona, and it landed in her forward ammunition magazine. The ship then exploded and sank, and there were 1,000 men trapped inside. Torpedoes then pierced the shell of the USS Oklahoma. 400 sailors were on board. Oklahoma lost her balance, rolled onto her side, and slipped underwater. The attack happened in under 2 hours. Every battleship, the Arizona, Oklahoma, California, West Virginia, Utah, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Nevada, all sustained significant damage. So obviously the impact was just beyond what any of us could have even imagined. 20 American ships, 300 airplanes, 2,403 sailors, soldiers, and civilians were killed, 1,000 wounded. But the Pacific Fleet was not completely crippled. By the 1940s, battleships, aircraft carriers, things like that, were not all there at December 7th. Some had been on Midway, the Wake Islands, and so even though it was a huge, huge hit, we were still able to come back and overcome. So FDR addressed a joint session of the U.S. Congress on December 8th, the day after, and that was his famous speech where December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air force of the Empire of Japan. He said, no matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people and the righteous might will win through to absolute victory. He asked Congress to declare war, and America entered World War II. In terms of finding, you know, still finding those that have passed, we're being told by the New York Times that remains of 355 sailors and Marines from the USS Oklahoma have been identified using DNA and dental records. They still have been, you know, searching and hopefully recovering, but 33 crew members could not be. And so, sadly, there's still going to be people who had died and perished where there will not be, you know, a funeral or there will not be the remains coming home to surviving families. We are observing the 80th now anniversary of this attack, and it just is something that we would have never thought would have happened on our soil, and it did. And so if you can, you know, definitely visit. Obviously, it's going to be a busy week this week, but it's just something you have to see. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free. When you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com. When you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we here back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So when I was in L.A., one of the first things I did when I was in L.A., even though I was kind of there for, you know, for like a wedding, and I was just really, really excited to be out there because I didn't really travel a lot during the pandemic, I had to see the harbor. I had to see what was going on in L.A. Harbor and to see all the ships. And when I went, and luckily Corey found a nice little turnoff, and apparently it was a pretty well-known turnoff. I wish I could tell you guys about it, where a bunch of people were locals. We're just coming out, taking pictures, going, where's my toilet paper? And when you saw and you oversaw the harbor, you just saw ship after ship after ship, about 100 of them out there. We're told there still is about 100 of them out there. I mean, as more ships come, and you know, after Black Friday sales and Christmas shopping, we're being told that there's still about 100 ships. And the one little sense I got was, wow, I wonder if these are battleships. You know, what if these are just battleships just sitting there waiting to attack us? And I didn't give it a second thought. It popped into my head. But I'm like, no, it's our toilet paper. It's our toilet paper and maybe, you know, some paper towel or some of the other stuff we bought. That's fine. But it did give me the heebie-jeebies to see that stagnation. Right? Stagnancy is always bad. It is always bad. It's bad for blood because you form a clot. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for, you know, it's not considered peacetime. You know, when people are stagnant, it gives them time to plan, time to, it's not always the best time. Bad decisions can be made. Like, for example, when you lose a lot of weight, you end up kind of going through a stagnancy period. Now, that period is good in terms of realigning your metabolism, but people don't like the way they feel. They don't like that stagnation. And stagnation bothers them, so they already start to do things, then they end up messing up their weight loss. So, I don't know. I put that idea out of my head. And then today, apparently, I wasn't the only one who was wondering what could be going on. And there's been some headlines saying China could have missile systems in some of these cargo ships. I posted a couple pictures on my Facebook and Twitter. But one headline here from Daily Mail says China could hide cruise missiles inside shipping containers transported by its huge fleet of freighters and use them to carry out a surprise attack. Now, this is nothing new. We've had ships from China before. We've had, you know, ships, they come in, they sit on the port. So we know that shipping containers could come in. And in fact, we do have, I believe, a checks and balances to make sure that somebody's not bringing something like that to our shores. We have an amazing Navy. I can't go through all the checks and balances, but I'm sure we've thought of it. But Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center believes that Beijing could be using the system to weaponize its huge fleet of commercial shipping vessels and easily sneak the missiles into foreign ports and then launch them remotely. These attacks could be used to knock out coastal defenses, to prepare the way for an invasion, or to sow chaos and confusion as a distraction tactic while China launches an attack elsewhere. He's 1,000% correct. This isn't being, like I said, this is nothing new. Obviously, a ship coming in could come in. I mean, anybody who's seen any old movie, these are certain war tactics that could happen. It's just the question is, does China think they'll get away with it? Does China see America right now as being vulnerable and an opportunity to do this? All I know is when you look out at the harbor and you just see ships just sitting there, you just worry, what's going to happen to the ships? Is anything on those ships? And so if you look at some of the containers, there's pictures of these where you see missile systems that could very easily elevate, angulate, and then fire. Now, this Mr. Fisher had sounded the alarm a couple years back when he warned that China was likely developing it based on a similar concept produced by a Russian defense firm back in 2016. And a newly published paper by the Stockton Center for International Law talks about a Chinese container system, saying once perfected, it will provide China with a long-range precision strike capability that can engage both surface combatants and land-based targets. Then the Sun publicized some of these containerized missiles. They say attacks by the Chinese Communist Party would use larger container ships, thousands of fishing ships, or stored containers in ports to undertake military or terror mission strikes in a manner that could be denied if that can be denied if desired. So the Russian system is dubbed Club K. And it was designed as a launch pad for its caliber cruise missiles, which with up to four of them fitted inside the container that also carries launch controls and targeting systems. China has their own cruise missile, the YJ-18, based on the Russian caliber, and it leads some analysts to conclude that obviously Beijing's working on the same system. And you can actually see in 2016, there's a picture of, you see the missile, you see the container, it just looks like any other container that could be loaded onto a truck. North Korea has been working on a container launch system. So what we're saying here is these containers that are red, blue, brown, that are piling up in the harbor, even piling up on the street. Remember I took some pictures of some of these things that are just in parking lots where there was space? All right, these look like very simple, cute, solid-colored containers. And we are being told and kind of being warned that our enemies could retrofit them with missiles that can easily decide to attack us. And here we are, like sitting ducks, with our ports not moving, with all the bureaucracy and mandates and all the stupid stuff that's slowing this down. I don't understand why there's no speed. I mean, and maybe correct me, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Why aren't we getting the National Guard? Why aren't we getting the Coast Guard, whatever? Why aren't we recruiting the military to just get this done? This is a national security risk. I just don't understand that. We use the military for the vaccine rollout. It was all about the vaccine rollout, but all these ships, all these things hovering that may not, and I'm not saying the captain is evil, but there might be just one of those containers on there containing a nuke or something. Why don't we have, if we're still this stuck and this behind, recruiting the military to speed this up? Why aren't we using the military to protect the border? What's going on? What is it? And I know some people in the military are like, oh, no, please, please, don't have Biden give us any more things to do. But it just doesn't make sense. Nobody should have stagnant ships that can have things rotting, that have things not in proper storage. You know, even if it is our toilet paper. Let's just say it really is our toilet paper. Still shouldn't be sitting for weeks. Well, there's a backlog, and we have a labor crisis. Why do we have a labor crisis? We have millions of people. Why do we have a labor shortage? Well, we aren't paying people enough. None of this is making sense. And we're very, very vulnerable. And on top of all of this, if you look at our local law enforcement, they're vulnerable because they don't have enough people on staff. I mean, we have crime rampant in areas, and all anybody could do is, I think in Portland, we're going to be talking about this next, in Portland, they're like, look, guys, unless it's an emergency, don't call 911. I don't like this vulnerability. Let's clear out the ports, recruit the military if we have to, but no ship gets to sit and hover off our coast. That should be a no-no. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.